Say, it's time for...
All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. It's morning in Civic Center, and another business day has begun for Mortimer, seated at his desk in the offices of Walter Barker & Company. So far, it's been a quiet, routine day. Now, the door of his office is opening, and Agatha is coming in with a glint in her eye.
Hello, Mortimer.
Wait, Agatha. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. I didn't know you were going to be downtown today.
Peggy and I decided to come down and do a little window shopping.
Yeah, well, as long as you shop just for windows, that's all right.
Peggy and I were on our way to Brown's department store, so I thought I'd go up to your office and see how you were.
Well, I'm fine, dear. But I am a little busy.
Mortimer.
Yes, dear?
Mortimer, you know something?
What?
You look very handsome today, dear.
Well, I...
I said you're looking very handsome today.
Really? Well, thank you, Agatha.
As a matter of fact, I remarked to Peggy just this morning that you're getting more handsome every day.
Oh, now, Agatha.
Oh, true, dear, you are. I told Peggy I was a very lucky woman to be married to a man who's so handsome, so intelligent, so kind, so understanding, and so...
And so what, dear?
So generous.
Oh, so that's it.
What do you mean, dear?
What do you want to buy, dear?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Now, how much does it cost?
$15. Oh, but it's a wonderful bargain, dear, and it'll go beautifully with my brown suit.
Yeah, well, what is it?
A hat. It's just darling, and it's been marked down from $29.50. So I'd be saving $14.50 by getting it.
And you could save another $15 by not getting it.
Oh, but Margaret...
Yes, dear, please, look, we had a long talk about finances just last night, and we agreed that we'd have to economize now, didn't we?
I know, dear, but this is such a bargain.
Well, I'm sorry, Agatha, but now you and Peggy and I made an agreement last night that we wouldn't buy anything, not anything, for ourselves until our Christmas bills were paid. And didn't we?
Yes.
Yes, well, it'd be different if you absolutely needed a new hat, dear, which you don't. Do you, dear?
No. And you're right, Mortimer.
Well, I'm glad you see it that way, dear.
I was just carried away for a moment. It was silly.
Why, of course it is. Why, just the other day, I saw something today I wanted very much. Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Pete Barker. Come into my office.
Yes, Mr. Barker, right away. Mr. Barker wants me, dear.
Well, I'll be running along. Don't be late for supper, Mortimer.
No, I won't. Goodbye, honey.
Come in, Meek. Come in.
Yeah, what do you want, Mr. Barker?
Meek, you've got to do me a favor.
A favor, sir?
That's right. You remember that I told you how I'd laid down the law to my wife?
Yeah.
How I told Bertie we'd have to economize. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Oh, yes, sir. I remember. In fact, I went right home and told Agatha and Peggy the same thing.
Good for you, Meek. You did the right thing. If we men aren't firm with our wives about money, they'll spend us out of house and home.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Barker.
Of course I am. We men have to set an example.
Yes.
It's up to us to show our wives what it means to deprive oneself of something one wants very badly when that is necessary.
Yes, sir.
Like a bowling ball I saw in the sporting goods department of Brown's department store.
Yes.
It's marked down to $12. It's a bargain. I'd like to have it very much. But am I going to buy it for myself? No.
Well, good for you, Mr. Barker.
No, Meek. I'm not going to buy it. You are.
I am?
And you are going to give it to me as a gift.
Oh, but wait, Mr. Barker. I can't do that. Not after telling Agatha that we had to economize. Well, she wouldn't understand if I spent $12 on a present for you.
Wait a minute, Meek. You don't understand. This present you're going to give me isn't going to cost you any money.
It isn't?
No. Here, Meek. Here's $12.
Huh?
All I want you to do is to go down to Brown's department store, get the bowling ball, then come back here and present it to me.
But why?
Meek, you can have the personality of a lamb, but don't be a muttonhead.
Yes.
I don't want my wife to know I bought the bowling ball for myself. If Bertie knew I'd spend $12 for a bowling ball, she'd go out and spend four times that much on clothes.
Oh, so you're going to tell her that I gave it to you?
Right. And Meek, no one but ourselves must ever know about this. It's our secret.
Well, but I'll have to tell Agatha.
And run the risk of her giving away the secret to Bertie?
Well, but she won't tell.
Never trust a woman, Meek. That's my motto. They talk first and think afterwards.
Yes, but if Agatha thinks I gave you a $12 bowling ball, she won't like it.
Be sensible, Meek. Your wife never has to know of our little arrangement. Besides, Where's your company spirit?
Company spirit?
You don't bowl, Meek.
No.
So the least you can do for the Barker and Company bowling team is to buy that ball for me to use. Our team needs me.
Well, yes, but if I get...
Meek, there isn't a way in the world for your wife to find out about this. Take my word for it. Certainly you can trust me a little bit, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. I trust you. A little. Just as little as possible.
You know, I always thought one of the most annoying parts of childhood was having to hear some wise adult say, "Go ahead and eat it, dear. It's good for you," when it happened to be something anyone would rather do without. But it's a far different story when it comes to All Sweet Margarine. Yes, All Sweet makes a top-notch snack treat, spread generously on bread. And Mom will be tickled pink to see the youngsters go for this treat without coaxing, because All Sweet spread from crust to crust actually doubles the food energy of a slice of bread. And All Sweet melted over vegetables will make those nourishing peas and beets and string beans and carrots taste like a million. Now, All Sweet itself is wonderfully nutritious, too, because there are at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A in every glorious pound. So for the enjoyment and good health of the youngsters and grown-ups at your house, always get economical All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Let's go back to the millinery department and take one more look at that hat.
Oh, Mother, let's go home. It's just plain torture to window shop and not be able to buy anything.
Oh, now, Peggy, it's not that bad.
It's worse, Mother. Oh, jeepers, it takes all the fun out of Christmas when we have to economize for a month afterward to pay the bills. Even Harold is economizing.
Really?
He hasn't taken me anywhere for a whole week.
Well, I'm sure Harold doesn't like that any more than you do.
I guess not.
Of course he doesn't. For myself, I don't mind if I can't buy that new hat, because I know that your father also is depriving himself of things he wants.
Yes, that's one thing about Daddy. If we can't buy any... Mother, look who's coming.
Hmm?
Mrs. Barker.
Oh, so it is. Hello, Mrs. Barker.
Hello, Mrs. Meek. And Peggy.
Hello.
How nice running into you. Out on a shopping tour, I presume.
Only window shopping, Mrs. Barker.
Oh, dear. Don't tell me you're economizing in your house, too.
Yes, after Christmas bills and everything.
You know.
I do indeed.
Why, I've never seen Walter so firm about my not spending money. Not even any.
Oh, so you're just window shopping, too, Mrs. Barker.
Well, not exactly, Peggy. I'm doing a little scouting, shall we say.
Buying?
Well, yes. W.J.'s been doing an awful lot of talking about a bowling ball he'd like to have. So I decided to linger around the sporting goods department for a while, just to see if he comes over to buy it during his lunch hour.
Oh, but Mrs. Barker, surely your husband wouldn't buy something for himself after telling you to economize.
Oh, wouldn't he? You don't know Walter.
Well, I'm glad I have more faith in my husband than that, Mrs. Barker.
Oh, you have you? Listen, my dear, your husband and mine are just alike.
In what way?
They're both men. I've never yet seen a man a woman can trust. They'll say one thing and do another.
Not Mortimer. That's one thing I can depend on. Mortimer and I share and share alike, 50-50, the good times and bad.
Oh, Walter and I share the good times and bad, too. He takes the good. I get the bad. Well, I must get over to the sporting goods department. Goodbye, Mrs. Meek.
Here you are, sir.
Here's your bowling ball. Here's your change.
Thank you. That's a very good buy you made, sir. Before the sale, that bowling ball sold for $19.95. You know a good bowling ball when you see it.
Well, you see, I'm no bowler myself.
Oh.
I'm just buying this for... Oh, my gracious.
Well,
hmm?
Well, well. Fancy meeting you here, Mr. Meek.
Hello, Mrs. Barker.
This is quite a coincidence. I just saw Mrs. Meek and Peggy. Of course, they were just window shopping. They told me how you folks are economizing, not buying anything for yourselves until the Christmas bills are paid. A very good idea.
Yeah. Well, you see...
I said that your economy program applied to you as well as to her and Peggy, but I must have been wrong. In the sports department, you must be buying for yourself.
Oh, but I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Then what is that you're carrying in that canvas bag?
A bowling ball.
A bowling ball?
Yeah, for your husband.
I was right.
Huh?
Walter did plan to buy himself a bowling ball, just as I suspected.
Oh, no. You're wrong, Mrs. Barker. You see, I'm buying a ball, but it's a present for Mr. Barker.
Technicalities. Personally, Mr. Meek, you know what I think?
No, ma'am.
I think that Walter gave you the money to buy this bowling ball for him and then planned to tell me that you gave it to him as a gift. That's what I think.
Certainly, I'm sorry to hear that you think things like that, Mrs. Barker.
Well, I do. Yes. And I'm going over to the office right now and find out from Walter if it's true. I've got a feeling there's something awfully fishy about this.
Fishy?
Yes. You're being used as bait. Goodbye, you little worm.
Now, Bertie, you're getting excited over nothing.
W.J., $12 for a bowling ball isn't my idea of nothing. And you were telling me we had to economize.
But I tell you, I don't know anything about Mortimer Meek buying a bowling ball for me.
Walter, are you telling me the truth?
Absolutely.
You swear?
I swear.
On your heart?
On my heart.
Cross your heart?
Cross my heart.
Hope to die?
Hope to... Oh, please, Bertie, let's not carry this too far.
If you're telling the truth, Walter, then prove it.
But how can I prove it if you won't take my word or Meek's?
You had $15 when I went through your trouser pockets this morning. Show it to me.
Bertie, you're being ridiculous. If I had a... Bertie, where do you come off going through my trouser pockets?
This morning I came off with only 20 cents. Where's that $15, Walter?
It's in my wallet.
Then let me see your wallet.
But, Bertie,
Let me see your wallet, Walter Barker.
All right, Bertie. If you don't trust me, I'll let you see my wallet. You wait right here.
Where are you going?
To get my wallet. I left it in my overcoat, and my overcoat is hanging in Meek's office. I'll be right back.
See that you are.
Meek.
Mr. Barker, did you see your wife?
Why didn't you warn me that Bertie suspected what we were up to?
Well, I tried to phone you from the department store, but your line was busy.
Where's the bowling ball?
Right here under my desk. Did you want it now?
No, Meek. Not now or ever.
What do you mean?
I mean I'm selling it to you.
To me?
Give me $12, Meek.
Oh, but Mr. Barker...
Give me $12, do you hear?
Oh, yes, sir.
Bertie is demanding to see the $15 I had this morning, and I've got only three. $12, Meek. Hurry.
Yes, sir, here. Here you are. But look, couldn't I just lend you the money until you've convinced your wife that you didn't buy the bowling balls?
I'm afraid you don't understand. I didn't buy the bowling ball. You did.
Huh?
And you're going to keep it.
Well, but Mr. Barker, what can I do with a bowling ball?
Take it back to Brown's department store, Meek, and get a refund.
Yeah, well, I guess I could take it back. Well, I didn't think of that.
Of course you didn't. I'm the only one around here with half a brain.
Well, I guess you're right at that, Mr. Barker. Yeah, absolutely right.
Now, what have you got to say, Bertie? There's the $15. You can see it for yourself.
I guess I owe you an apology, Walter. Mortimer Meek must have been spending his own money for that bowling ball, after all.
Mortimer's a spendthrift, if you ask me.
And Mrs. Meek. Oh, she was being just too smug about how much she could trust Mortimer. She actually criticized me for not having more faith in you. Well, I'll show her. Hand me the telephone, W.J.
What are you going to do?
Call Agatha Meek and tell her how her husband is sneaking around behind her back spending money.
Oh, now, Bertie,
I'm going to do it, Walter. I want her to know how honest and trustworthy and upright and honorable and faithful you are. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a woman who brags about her husband.
Oh, pardon me, sir. You're the clerk who waited on me this noon, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're the gentleman who bought the bowling ball.
Yes, and here's the ball right here. Would you take it back, please?
Take it back?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you don't want the ball?
Yes. And I mean, no, I want a refund.
What seems to be the trouble? Is the ball chipped?
Oh, no.
Cracked?
No, sir.
Scratch?
Oh, no. There's nothing wrong with it, except that it's a little hot. Yeah, now, please, it's a little difficult to explain. Can't you just take it back and return my $12?
Apparently, you didn't see the sign.
Mm-hmm. What sign?
The one right above you. As you can see, it says quite plainly that during this clearance sale, all transactions are final. No refund.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, indeed.
But I've got to get my $12 back.
I'm very sorry, sir, but I'm afraid you'll just have to keep the ball.
But I don't even know how to bowl.
You can learn.
But I don't want to learn.
Then use it for a paperweight or a doorstop. Or you could go down to the public square and place it on the pile next to that old cannon. Pretend it's a cannonball.
And it's just as likely to explode, too.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, but I just can't take it back. If you don't bowl, you may be able to find some household use for it. Perhaps your wife will think of something to do with it the moment you walk in the door.
Yes, I'm afraid she will.
Marty! Yoo-hoo! Marty!
Who's calling? Oh,
John Weigel, it's you. I'm sorry, but Mortimer isn't home yet.
Oh, well, I'll see him later. I just wanted him to go bowling with me.
Bowling?
Mm-hmm.
Why, the only thing Mortimer knows about bowling is that he bowls over once in a while when I buy a new hat. Oh, but you come in anyway. I'm making cookies.
Well, now I'm bowled over. Your cookies are famous, Mrs. Meeks.
Why, thank you, John. I was pleased to win first prize on them at the church bazaar last week.
Naturally, you make them with all sweet margarine?
Naturally. As a matter of fact, I feel sure that it's the delicate, natural flavor of all sweet that has so much to do with their success. Here, try some of these, John. They're a new recipe.
Oh, I don't care if I do. Mmm, if only more women would use all sweet in their cookies.
Oh, that reminds me, John. I was over at my Aunt Ida's the other day, and she was telling me that she couldn't find all sweet at her store, and she was wondering if there's anything she could do about it.
Well, sure, she can ask her grocer to get all sweet for her. Most of them are glad to cooperate. Or she can look up Swift & Company's name in the phone book and write directly to them, giving them her grocer's name and address. I'm sure somebody like me at any Swift & Company office will take care of the matter.
Well, I'll certainly tell her. She's always so envious of me for being able to get all sweet regularly. I know she'll be grateful.
Well, if she can turn out cookies like these, and she can with all sweet, she should be. But say, I'm going to have to stop eating them and be on my way, or I'll really be bowled over. Tell Morty I'll give him a call later. Bye, and thanks again for the cookies.
Mr. Meek.
Eh? Oh, hello, Harold.
Oh, gosh, sir, what are you doing out here in front of your house just walking up and down?
Oh, I'm practicing.
Practicing what, sir?
The story I'm going to tell Agatha about how I happened to be coming home with a bowling ball after telling her that she couldn't buy a new hat.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, Harold, would you do me a favor and let me practice on you?
Sure.
Oh, thank you, my boy. Now remember, you're Agatha and I'm me, and I'm trying to get you to believe the story that I'm going to tell.
Isn't it the truth?
Of course it is. That's why it's so unbelievable. Now, you see, Mr. Barker couldn't buy a bowling ball, so he gave me the money for it, and I bought it.
Well, why didn't he buy it if he had the money for it?
Because I bought it to give to him as a gift.
But you said he gave you the money for it.
He did.
Oh, then you mean he gave you the bowling ball as a gift?
Yeah. No, Harold. I paid for the bowling ball.
But you said Mr. Barker paid for it.
He did. I mean, well, we both paid for it.
Oh, you bought two bowling balls.
Yeah. No. We just bought one. This one right here.
But you paid for it twice? Gosh, sir, you got gifts.
No, Harold. Look, it was like this. Mr. Barker told Agatha, I told Agatha that she couldn't buy a new Bertie Barker. And then I ended up behind the bowling ball, that's all.
Golly, Mr. Meek, I'm afraid you couldn't convince me with that story if I was Mrs. Meek, because it doesn't even convince me when I'm just me.
That's what I was afraid of.
Mr. Meek, why don't you think up some nice, simple lie? A little white lie.
A little white lie couldn't hide a big black bowling ball. But look, Harold, you can help me.
Well, how, sir?
Well, you like to bowl, don't you?
Sure.
Well, all right, then. Here, take this ball.
You mean you're giving it to me?
That's exactly what I mean. Now I'm rid of it. Anything, just so Agatha doesn't see it.
Oh, gosh, this is swell of you, Mr. Meek. I don't know how to thank you.
Just don't try, Harold. But promise me one thing. Never tell a living soul where you got it.
No, sir, I won't. I'll never breathe a word.
Well, see that you don't. Because if you breathe a word, I'm afraid I'll never breathe, period.
And then, after telling me how suspicious she was of her own husband, do you know what Bertie Barker did, Mortimer?
Oh, what?
She had the nerve to call up and tell me that you had bought a bowling ball. Well, naturally, I didn't believe her.
Naturally.
I said I wouldn't believe you'd spend money like that after telling me I couldn't get a new hat.
Huh?
This idea. You buying a bowling ball. Well, I hope I never hear of anything so ridiculous again.
And believe me, dear, I hope it just as much as you do.
Oh, hello, Peggy.
Hello, Harold. What do you think what that you're carrying?
Oh, this? It's a new bowling ball.
Harold Harbinger, do you mean to tell me you bought a new bowling ball after telling me you couldn't take me out because you had to economize?
No, Peg, I didn't buy this ball.
Don't fib to me, Harold Harbinger. You couldn't get a new bowling ball without buying it, could you?
Oh, sure.
Oh, so you're going to try to tell me someone gave it to you.
Well, as a matter of fact, someone
What I mean is I...
This better be good, Harold Harbinger.
Oh, well, look, Peg. What if I told you the ball wasn't even mine?
Then what are you doing with it?
Well, I'm just delivering it to someone. Yeah, that's right. I'm delivering it.
A likely story. Who would you be delivering it to in this block? There are only two houses on it. Your own and Mr. Barker's.
Well, that's who I'm delivering it to.
You mean that bowling ball belongs to Mr. Barker?
Sure it does.
Are you telling me the truth?
Of course I am. You believe me, don't you?
Let's put it this way, Harold. I'll believe you after you deliver the ball. And just to make sure I don't misunderstand, I'll go with you. Well, here we are.
You're right.
Here we are.
Well, aren't you going to ring the bell?
Oh, gee whiz, Peg. Maybe we shouldn't disturb the Barkers at this time of night.
It's only 5:30, Harold. Go on, ring the bell.
Okay, there.
Maybe there isn't anyone home.
Yes? What is it?
Well, it's here. A bowling ball for Mr. Barker.
A bowling ball for Mr. Barker? Oh, there must be some mistake.
Oh, no, ma'am. This is Mr. Barker's.
Well, we'll see about this. Give me that bowling ball.
Walter Barker.
Yes, dear. What is it, darling?
A present for you, dear. Here.
Catch! Look out, Mr. Barker! Oh!
Help! Mr. Barker missed!
Mrs. Barker didn't.
Can you answer the door, Mortimer?
Yes, dear.
Mr. Barker.
Meek, you backstabbing, throat-cutting, two-timing, double-crossing.
But, Mr. Barker, my gracious, what happened? What's the matter with your eye? Did you run into a door?
No, Meek, I did not run into a door. A bowling ball ran into me.
A bowling ball?
Your bowling ball. Huh? And I just stopped by to return it. Here.
You backfoot, you.
You're lucky I didn't bounce it off your head the way Birdie bounced it off of mine. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my foot.
And me,
I want Mr. Barker.
You're fired.
And fresh. Oh, my goodness. What more can happen to me? How in the
world is all that noise I heard out here? It sounded like... Mortimer.
Yes, dear?
What is that on the floor?
Where? Oh, there? Oh, that's my foot.
I mean beside your foot.
My other foot.
Mortimer, me. Is that or is that not a bowling ball?
Well, it's a... Yes, dear.
So Birdie Barker was right. You did buy a bowling ball?
Now, Agatha, dear.
Oh, Mortimer, how could you? After lecturing me about economizing, so you go out and throw money away on a bowling ball.
No, but Agatha, if you just let me
explain, sneaking around buying a bowling ball behind my back wasn't enough. You deliberately lied about it.
Agatha, will you let me explain?
Well, let me tell you something, Mortimer Meek. I'm going down to Brown's department store tomorrow morning and buy that hat. And not only am I going to get the hat I want, but I'm going to get new shoes, a new dress, a new coat, a new purse.
Hey, Agatha, wait. Before the money is all gone, buy a bottle of aspirin, will you? The large economy size.
Peggy, didn't your father give you any idea where he was going when he went out?
No, Mother. He just picked up his bowling ball and left.
Oh, poor Mortimer.
Now, Mother, you mustn't feel so badly.
Oh, Peggy, I was just horrible to your father. I said so many mean things. I had no right to. Your father worked hard to give us a good home and all the comforts of life. If he wanted a measly little $12 bowling ball, he had every right to buy it. I wish he'd come home. It's almost midnight.
No, Mother, don't. Mother, listen.
Peggy, dear. Peggy. Oh,
it's Mortimer. Mortimer, darling.
Huh? What's the matter, Peggy?
Oh, Mortimer, can you ever forgive me for the way I... Mortimer, in heaven's name, what is that you're carrying?
My bowling ball.
Well, not in your left hand, Daddy, in your right.
Oh, is that? Well, that's a loving cup.
But what in the world are you doing with a loving cup?
Well, I was just bringing it home.
Where did you get it, Daddy?
At the Civic Center bowling alley. I won it.
Won it?
Yeah, that's what they told me. They said I won it.
Daddy, how?
Well, it was like this. You see, I went down to the bowling alley to see if I could sell the bowling ball to someone. But everybody there had a bowling ball.
So?
Well, so I thought I might as well get some use out of it and
I started rolling it.
But then what happened?
Well, I kept knocking down pins. And they'd set them up. I'd knock them down again, and they'd set them up. Gracious, was I mad. So I just knocked them down again. And then pretty soon, there's a couple of men came up and said I'd rolled a score of 300. Guess that must be pretty good.
Oh, gee, that's not only pretty good, Daddy. That's a perfect score.
Oh, well, now, dear, no one is perfect. Oh, but anyway, these men told me that I'd won the tournament.
Tournament?
Yeah, well, I didn't know it, Agatha, but the Civic Center bowling tournament was being held while I was bowling, and I won. And I got this cup and a check.
A check?
For $25. And I want you to have it, dear. I want you to go down to Brown's and buy that hat you want.
Oh, but Mortimer, I know about you losing your job. Bertie Barker telephoned and told me. We'll need that $25 to live on.
No, we won't. We'll manage somehow. Now, I want you to buy that hat, and you're going to buy it.
But Mortimer, Rick...
As a matter of fact, several men at the bowling alley wanted to know where I worked and if I wanted a job with their company.
Really?
Yes. And I told them... And then,
could that be at the door at this hour of the night?
I know. I'll answer it.
Me.
Oh, Mr. Barker.
Me, old friend.
The old friend?
Mortimer, I just heard what happened down at the Civic Center bowling alley.
You did?
Mortimer, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, tell you what, Mr. Barker?
You were a natural-born bowler. You're just the man Barker and Company bowling team needs to win the championship.
Oh, but I'm fired.
Fired? Where did you get such a ridiculous idea?
Well, I think you should know that I've had several other offers from other...
Meek, I'll meet any offer you had from any other company. The Barker bowling team needs you.
Well, to tell you the truth, the best offer I had is only half of what you're paying me anyway, so I'll stay, Mr. Barker.
Thank you, Meek. Thank you.
But there is one condition, sir.
What's that?
I want you to take this bowling ball off my hands.
You mean you want me to buy it?
No, just hold it. I'm very, very tired.
Here's an appetizing main dish that makes me hungry just to think about it. Bake a medium-sized potato for each member of your family. Then scoop out the tender fillings, saving the skins. Whip the potatoes with warm milk and plenty of savory all-sweet. Mix in either some salmon, crab meat, or deviled ham. Put the tasty filling back in the potato skins, dot with more all-sweet, and place under the broiler until each fluffy delight has a crunchy golden brown crust. Serve piping hot and sit down to a meal of hearty flavor and scores of compliments. And have plenty of golden all-sweet on the table, ready to spread on hot biscuits, ready to thrill your folks with its delicate, natural flavor. You know, it's so quick and easy to tint all-sweet to a bright, tempting yellow. And, of course, if your state laws permit the sale of colored margarine, you can buy yellow all-sweet. But however you buy it, if you want wonderful farm-fresh goodness, be sure to get all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Mortimer, I'm ready.
Ready, dear? Where are you going?
Down to Brown's department store to buy that hat. By the way, where's the check you got for winning the bowling tournament?
Well, I'll tell you, Agatha, you better charge your hat.
Charge it? Why?
Well, in order to be on the Barker & Company bowling team, I had to buy bowling shoes, a sports shirt with Barker's name on it, some gray slacks, and a canvas bag to carry it all. And it all came to exactly $25. And that's not counting the $12 I spent for the ball originally. I'm still in the red.
Meet the Meek, starring Horace Lewis and Beryl Vaughn, is a Les Weinrod production and is written by Sherman Marks and Ken Pettis. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.